Eat this.
Yeah. Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good.
Und gut für you.
For real, for fun, for everyone you're listening to, Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. Streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com, with the free TuneIn Radio app. If you download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone, you search WPRK, listen to it anytime you want to. And also now live streaming. We're still doing live streaming on Facebook. You can see that live stream on facebook.com/OutLoudOrlandoRadio. It's eventually going to switch over to the public page. I just want to make sure our streaming video is where we want it to be before we kind of open it up and make it like no holds bar, like the Wild Wild West, like anyone can see it. So more or less you have to be my exclusive Facebook friend to, you know, have access to the live stream.
Yeah, exclusive.
Which, yeah, you're not even on a mic. Can't hear you.
Oh, I turn it 90 degrees and now you can hear me perfectly.
If you had your headphones on, you could tell.
Well, I'm having some technical difficulties right
well,
now.
Well, while you're dealing with those, I'm your host, DJ Justice. This is episode number 376. Alex is...
Got him. We're back online.
For real, for fun, for everyone. Give the show a call, 407-646-2915. You can also follow us on Twitter.
Twitter.
That's Twitter, at Gay Radio Show. And you can do hashtag Gay Radio Show and talk to us during the show. And also, if you're on our live stream, you can leave some comments. I try to respond to everyone's comments as we go along with that. Another friend of the show who's back with us is, why am I putting it that way? Put it this way. Josh Roth is here, the handsome and talented Josh Roth. How you doing, man?
I am fantastic.
It's good to see you. Josh is one of those guys where it's like, I love having him on the show, but he's a busy guy that has one of those like nomadic employment schedules where it's so he's been set to come in probably like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
And it's all, you know, he gets like, he's like, I'm sorry, this audition came up, or hey, you know, I've got to go perform for the Queen of England right now.
Well, so Justice, once you can, you know, match my salary, I will drop other things and come on the radio show.
You know, yeah. I wish that everyone else could have schedules as convenient as mine to, you know, just do what I want when I want. Here we go. That'll work better.
That'll work.
It will. Work, 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 work. And then a special guest calling in today. If you're a fan, are you a fan of reality television? Do you like watching the reality TV?
Depends on the show.
It depends on the show.
Why can't we have anyone from Bravo on the show? Like, I wish you would get into Bravo more.
You want Real Housewives of...
I want any Real Housewife. I'll take any Real Housewife I can get.
I don't... But what I talk to them about, though? Like, what am I going to talk to a Real Housewife about? What they have to say is so limited. Like, they're only going to talk about what happened on the show, which has already been pre-recorded and is generally scripted. Like, if you don't have something else to offer the conversation...
Or even better, a mob wife. I would love a mob wife on the show. That would be something crazy.
If any of the listeners have a connection to someone from
Bravo... You what in Staten Island, you know how weird those people get.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have a local reality show star, and she's the show has an association with her. We have more than one. I know who Ginger Minj is. Josh is like, I gotta defend three. What are you giving me two fingers for?
what do you think? No, oh my God, there are so many people in this town.
Very nice, good job. No, but we have Ashley Nicol, Chef Ashley Nicol from Hell's Kitchen on Fox, the Gordon Ramsay show where he just shouts and goes crazy. And she was amazing. She made the final, you know, spoiler alert, she made the final top three of that show. And then her dads are Nick and Eddie Nicol. And they own and operate Funky Monkey Wine Company, and then they had Nick's Italian Kitchen and the Prickly Pear, and then Banana's All American Diner with like drag brunch.
Yes.
And so the reason that I wanted to make sure we got her in the air is, you know, the new restaurant Ash is opening up in Winter Park, and so it's there. It's a restaurant that, you know, she's kind of spearheading along with the family, and so I guess she's gonna tell us more about it, but I wanted to, you know, have that opportunity because we love them. We love the folks over there at Funky Monkey. They've always been very supportive of the show. Mm-hmm. They've supported the podcast. They have hooked us up before with gift certificates to give away to folks that donated to the Orlando AIDS Walk team. So very, very supportive of Out Loud Orlando and GayRadioShow.com. So we'll be doing that. So three things I learned this week. Three things I learned this week.
Three things that Justice learned this week. The three things he learned this week. It's the three things you learned this week. Yeah.
I feel like this whole like live streaming thing has brought you to a new level of narcissism because
me?
Now you just stare at yourself in your phone and make funny little faces and do funny little dances and oh, everyone's looking at you and egging you on. We love you, DJ.
I can't read the comments. Like the comments are hidden by the lower half of the phone, so oh. I can. So, I mean,
yeah, but I mean, this isn't the first rodeo we've done. You know how
the thing that is the challenge. I'm trying not to look at the. I'm trying not to look at the phone. Like it's really
I'm
hard.
Look at them right now so I can see what people are saying.
I don't want to hear what people are saying because I don't care. I'll look at it after the fact. Why do I let it? I should not let it impact what I'm doing right now. What I'm doing right now is my thing.
But what if they have questions?
Oh gosh, you're so good.
Since we're not doing the texting thing anymore, what if they have, hi David Scott, what if they have questions?
Right? We don't even get texts anymore. So this is our new way of getting feedback.
Well,
we
don't get text anymore because I made a special phone number for like Google text and then I forgot the password and the only person that has it on their phone is Mr. Miss Adrian, and she's not on the show anymore.
She's no longer with us.
I saw her last night.
So she's probably getting like lots and lots of text messages of like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, I don't even know. Like she's moved on to bigger and better things. I mean, she's gonna be doing great. I'm scratching my leg just so you know. I'm not doing anything nefarious underneath the table.
That's hot.
So three things I learned this week. I went to go down to my favorite Key West this weekend. And in Key West, Florida.
Your favorite Key West? Second favorite Key West?
It makes me just come alive, dude. I've been going there for the last 10 years. I've been going there ever since my first radio. The first time I ever went to Key West was with my original radio show in 2006, the Matthew Irvin Show on Nightcast.org, UCF's internet station. And I was straight co-host, producer, David Justice.
I'm a Key West correspondent.
We went down there, and that was the trip I lost my virginity to the blind girl. I lost my hetero virginity to a blind girl in Key West because I was like trying to tout like how totes mask I was, and so I was like hitting on this girl, and you know, I guess she was like really into what I had to say. I didn't know she was like blind at the time, and
how do you miss that?
She was able to find out where she was like a bat. She was like, my friends were like, well, you talk more than the rest of us and your voice is louder. She was always able to like hone in on your location.
So was she like the wearing sunglasses type? And so you didn't know that
she was, well, let me tell the story. So she was hanging out with us the whole night. She's just like coming up. I'm kind of like, something's a little off, but I'm not really picking up on it. So it's like a 2-mile by 4-mile island. She's like counting her steps around. So we're hanging out. We get back to the hotel room. It's like 4 a.m. We're just all like lit in the hot tub having a good time. This is like 2006, Justice. And she starts like saying like some really, you know, provocative things, like how she wants to feel some man weight on top of her and stuff. And I'm just like being oblivious, like little closeted gay boy. And she's like, well, I'm going to my room now. And I'm like, okay, good night. And my friends are like, dude, are you serious? Like, that chick has been sweating you all night. You need to take this condom.
She's been looking you up and down.
It was like, you need to go over there. They didn't know either, though. You need to go over there, and you need to, like, let Justice roll and just, like, take it down.
Oh, so that's where you got the phrase from.
And at this point, like, I'm inebriated. I think I, like, smoked my first cigarette. And I was like, at this point, like, the eagle has flown down. Like, this inspirational music is playing. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go do it. So I go, and, you know, boom, snap, clap, whatever. And so it's done with, and I'm kind of laughing to myself that this has just happened. And that I just lost my V card, and I go to turn the lights on, and I guess whenever you go from like a dark room to like light, her eyeballs were like adjusting.
They change a shade of gray.
Change of.
Oh man.
She's not like Storm from the X-Men, like when her powers activate, her eyes like gloss over. No, her eyes start like flickering back and forth and like shifting wildly. So I think there's something wrong. I go into like Boy Scout first aid merit badge mode.
You start giving CPR.
Yeah, I'm like, are you having an epileptic seizure? Quick, bite this towel. And she's like, what are you freaking doing? You're a freak. And then I was like, what's wrong with your eyes? And she's like, oh, I didn't tell you I'm legally blind. I was like, what? And she's like, yeah, I'm legally blind. Like, I can't, like, I can only see like the outline of shapes of light and dark, and so I can't drive because I'm, and so I'm just like, oh, what? And she's like, please don't tell your friends. So like, of course, the first thing I have to do is like,
tell your friends.
Wait, I go into their hotel where there's like five dudes. Like, we're all just like drunk, passed out on the bed, but can't share a bed with a dude because we're all like straight dudes. So dudes are on the floor, and I'm like, guys, wake up. Just did it with a blind girl. Oh!
Yeah, you did it. To piggyback off of that, I have a dear friend, and we were all at a city walk one night, and he was talking to this guy for, like, all night. And as we're leaving, I noticed that this guy that he's talking to only has one arm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Totally cool. Totally great guy. My friend...
Here's a handy story coming
my, up. No, my friend didn't notice until the end of the second date he had with this guy. Like, I can understand maybe not, you know, knowing that some girl is blind because, you know...
I mean, it's not so visibly apparent. She's wearing sunglasses and whatnot,
but I mean, how do you miss it when someone doesn't have an arm?
Oh, that's a special kind of drunk. That's a special kind of wasted. So Key West offers... I've just said it before, like, it felt so good this trip to go back and to be seeing friends that I've had for the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years and to stay in touch. And I feel like it's maybe the one place I've always been able to just kind of let go and be myself. And as I've figured out in life, when I'm willing to be more chill and not, you know, so tightly wound, I tend to be a more happy and successful person. But here's what I wanted to talk about. When it comes to Key West, because I want to take the young upstart Alex down there at some point. Once he's of age.
Young when upstart.
I ain't never been.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 21 next week.
Oh.
So when it comes to Key West, I think that everyone has one thing that they do or can offer that's completely unique and specialized. And so be thinking about yours. What's the one thing that Josh does? What's the one thing that Alex does? I think that I, more than anyone else I know, have the ability to offer unique Key West trips and experiences. Because when I go down to Key West, it's not just drinking, it's not just the bar, it's not just gay stuff, it's not just straight stuff. It's the history, it's the time, it's the people, it's local stuff. I am confident that amongst anyone else I know, I can offer the best Key West experience that'll make you like fall in love. Because my goal every time is to make someone that's never been there fall in love with a place that I have loved.
I've never
for 10
coming
years.
This summer to a travel agency near you. It's DJ Super Gay Key West excursion.
No, but it's not just that. It's not if you just go down there. Like if you just go down there and just stay at the Island House, you're missing out. If you go down there and just go to gay bars, you're missing out.
What
if
is
you
the
go,
Island House? What is this Island
it's
House?
It's a clothing.
It's the IHOP. It's the International House of Penis. It's a great place. It's like the men's... Okay, it's like if Parliament House and Club Orlando had a tropical baby...
That was slightly more appropriate?
That was, but it had really, really good food and a bar.
What?
And there's rooms.
I'm so about it, though.
Well, I mean, Parliament House does have rooms and food and a bar. A few bars.
But this is like more tightly compact and it's men only and you can walk around and be totally naked.
Yeah,
and
women.
And it's tropical. Like it's kind of like once you go in, it's like, I you know what? I don't dislike women, but I met a cool woman this week.
Did you have sex with her too?
No.
Was she blind?
All the lovely lady listeners
out there. What
was
she missing?
He likes them blind.
She didn't see it coming.
A boob. Oh, man.
Well, she felt it. Okay, so no, but you know what? There was a strip club over. I used to always pass it driving down the A1A, going from Cape Canaveral at my ex fiance's house down to his school in Melbourne, yeah. And it was called Bubbles, and they had the same marquee sign up for about a year, and their marquee sign was "Come to Bubbles and see the strippers, 20 sexy ladies, 39 sexy legs."
Oh, no.
I want to see the one-legged stripper.
Same. Or the three-legged stripper. I mean, there are options.
I really wish you'd get off your phone.
I like.
I really wish you'd get off your phone.
So you're vain and you get to look at yourself, and I'm vain. And
I'm not looking at myself.
Looking
I'm looking at how many viewers there are. And the camera was just on you, so I was making sure you were in frame, bro.
I'm looking at my phone so I can read the comments, of which there are no.
Okay, so at least
right
someone
now.
Here does.
Tell them that. We want them to comment a lot, and then I talk to them later. I respond to everyone later.
But you should talk to them right meow.
No. No.
Okay. Don't comment, guys. Or comment.
No, they can comment and communicate.
Please
with
leave
each other.
All comments till the end of the show, please.
I just don't get why no one accepts that I know what I'm doing and just says, hey, if I'm the director, if you were in a show, would you tell the director how to use you? Or would you just say, yes, you're the director, I trust your vision?
I mean, it really depends on how bad his vision is.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, I mean, you're not blind, so...
Oh, hey, Roxy Brooks.
You would have caught that joke if you had not been distracted by your phone. Because I did a callback to You're Not Blind, and you could have inserted whatever hilarious thing you wanted to there.
Yeah,
but missed it.
But if it was a funnier joke, I would have heard
no,
it.
No, the whole point was it was meant to be a not funny joke so that you could hear the
regardless,
crickets.
Regardless, Justice, you don't have me on this show if you don't want me to razz you.
Hold on.
No,
let me get to
I'm
this
not
page
saying
of the script.
Not to razz me.
Let me get to this page of the script.
So
hold on,
what do you think it is that you offer? Like, I think that I offer a more unique Key West visitation experience whenever I take anyone down there with me. Alex, I'll be like, I think Alex offers a unique experience when it comes to music culture, like EDM, like the different types of like EDM there are, because I really don't know that much about it, or like the festival, like the rave scene, you know, he's educated me about certain psychedelics and things like that. I mean, so I just,
Outloud Orlando advocates any of that.
But I do. I'm just kidding.
So what do you think? Think about yourself.
I mean, I think I can probably talk to anybody. I think that's probably something that I can offer. I don't know if that's necessarily offering it to the person that I'm talking to.
Yeah, that's,
or the person
that's a
that
great
I'm
quality.
With.
That's a really great quality. But what's more unique? What's the one? Because lots of people can talk to anybody. What's the one unique thing that like you can just like blow a room apart? Like it's only you. You're the only one that has it that can offer it.
Oh, I mean, I need more than just 5 minutes to think about this, Justice, because there are so many things.
I'm so amazing.
I mean,
at the
end of the day, you have all these, like, unique personalities doing the show. I mean, I think I bring, a different outlook, a different perspective, like, because I don't, like, consider myself someone of my same demographic, you know what I mean? I feel like I've done a few different things, seen a few different things, lived in a kind of different way. I'm just kind of alternative, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, yeah,
just,
yeah.
I like to bring an alternative aspect, too.
The alarm vibrated. I felt my phone go off. Hey, everybody, it's 4:20. You know what that means on Outloud Orlando? It means it's time to take your Truvada. That's right. Find out about Truvada and about PrEP, post-exposure prophylactics. It's a way to protect yourself. Always get tested, use a condom, and know your status. And together, affection and protection is our... Wait, what is it?
I don't know. I haven't been on the show in months. I don't know what you should
hold
take
up the cue card higher.
In other words, I don't know. I just got health insurance, so I'm going to start looking into PrEP real soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, hand me that over there. Hand me that over there in my bag. See that bottle, that bag of three?
Yeah.
I get it in the mail. This is my 3 month supply right here.
Because so nothing can compare to doing it bare.
Oh, God.
So like they
no,
send me
no, wear a condom, everybody.
No, say
no.
I mean,
no.
Wear a condom.
No, you do, but just like you choose to do that, you can choose to take this pill and know your status and protect yourself. What I'm getting is, you know, Hakuna Truvada, you know, like protect yourself.
What a wonderful phrase.
Yeah, it ain't no passing craze.
Protect yourself in all ways.
Yeah.
Practice safe sex.
You can practice. This is a way to practice safer sex.
But bare sex can amaze.
Hakuna Truvada.
I don't know. So, I mean, Key West was amazing. I got a chance to hang out with Steve. And you know who Steve... You know you met Steve up at Gay Days.
Steve. Love Steve.
And stay at their house. So, on Facebook, I was able to post up a little video of the place I got to stay. Their house is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, dude.
And
I saw, like, it's like a little mini resort over there. Like,
yeah. The digs ain't too bad.
I bet he has, like, amazing orange juice in his refrigerator. Like, because Steve would have the best, like, top-of-the-line orange juice and... He, like, that pool, and he'll always have a little platter of fruits. Like, that's just the Steve I know.
Yeah. It's good. So we're going to go down to Key West, and you've never been either, have to Key West?
I have not. I would love to go.
I feel like, I don't know, I've never seen you, like, really cut loose, though. Like, I've never seen, like, a wild, crazy, because I feel like you're such a nice guy that being a nice guy is going to always interfere with the potential fun you could have, because you're going to always stop yourself because you're like, no, I can't. Are you? No, I can't. Oh, I couldn't. Never me. How dare I?
No, that's not the case at all.
No?
Jesus. No, not at all. I think that's one of...
So you're down to go to Pound Town?
To go to Key West. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do, but the thing is, I hate that everyone assumes that since I'm a sweet and nice guy that I'm automatically innocent, because I'm not.
No, I know you're not innocent because of how I met
sure,
you.
Sure, fine.
He's a kinky nice guy.
No, but that's what I'm saying is like, so don't assume that...
You know, I wish I could just tell everyone where we met because it's a great story. Like, it's in the past. Once everything's like 2 years in the past, it's kind of like forgiven. You can always go, oh, hey, I was this or hey, I was that.
Statute of limitations.
No, but I'm just saying like, yeah, I will go to Key West and I'm not going to say what I will or won't do, but me being a nice guy isn't going to stop me from doing something I want to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Embrace it.
All right. Find that inner devil.
Yeah. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ready to come out in Key West.
Indeed. Second thing I learned this week, this is just coming out. I'm not familiar with this.
Is it coming out of the closet right now?
I want you to think about that joke and if you're happy with it. Okay.
Your live stream's frozen.
Alright, I'll just describe this. Oh, I can feel you moving inside of me. The young man coos to the imaginary fetus and growing inside of his non-existent uterus.
Oh, no.
Minutes later, he's in stirrups and screaming for an epidural. Meanwhile, somebody in the world is watching as all of this unfolds and is totally getting their rocks off. Have you heard of pregnant man erotica, commonly referred to as impreg?
Actually... I never thought this would be a topic of conversation, but I
please tell me you're not into this. Like, I feel like I'm going to judge you if you've watched this. No.
But I do, like, sometimes, just for the hell of it, like, to explore the deepest, darkest recesses of Tumblr.
Oh God!
And there is actually a Tumblr devoted to just like the obsession of the idea of a pregnant man. That I've come across. I don't follow it.
Then
but
listen.
Wasn't there a dude that actually got pregnant? I think he was like in India or something. But there was a dude.
The only case I ever heard of that was a dude. But it was transgender. Okay. So it was biologically born female, living as male.
No, I thought that there was something. I don't know. Regardless, we're not that far away from
well,
it.
Well, anyway, so this is just one of the genres available on film site, Film 911. And they specialize in this kind of stuff. He says, I was never able to find what I was looking for, so I decided to form my own production company and make it myself. It doesn't depict any actual nudity or sex or anything else, you know, but it's just guys that cater and transform their house to look like a studio and just make it look like a guy is pregnant, like in, you know, like in scene, getting ready to, you know, I need the story to keep getting information.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. And so, I don't know, it's kind of included in other stuff, include videos with tickling, feet and belly button worship, gut punching, vorophilia, the desire to be eaten, stuffing, where like you eat and you lot and you burp, inflating, where you pump your stomachs full of air with like a bicycle pump and other devices.
How do you get the air to the stomach?
Like you, like
through the mouth. That was my question. Is like, do you have to like get a PICC line somewhere in this?
I don't think it becomes a surgical procedure.
I don't know how this stuff works.
Thank you for censoring.
Are you a nice guy who likes impregnation porn?
No, but it's been a while since I've been.
I couldn't.
On the radio,
I just can't. I'm such a nice guy. I can't. I just can't be a part of that. I'm sorry.
I hope no curse words slip out today. It's been a long time since I've been on the show. Oh man.
Well, you know, that's a possibility. Is that? You know, something's out there for
everybody.
Everyone. Yeah. Alex, have you, what do you think is, well, I'm trying to figure out how to like move the conversation ahead, but not take it in the obvious direction I was just about to, because I feel like it's not an appropriate topic for 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the radio.
It's always so appropriate for 4 o'clock.
Well, you're always great at four. Oh, it's.
Yeah. Just see if that's our special guest really quick.
Do I have to do it?
Yeah, I'll just find out.
I hate answering the phone. I always do it wrong.
Well, you're going to miss the call, bro.
No, I'm not. Like, it'll
ring. Hurry up.
Just say no cursing on the air.
You've reached out loud, Orlando. How may I help you?
So while he's handling that.
I love it when we provide service calls on the air. It's amazing. So everything's been good with you lately?
Everything has been probably the best it's ever been.
You're looking good. You're looking very svelte. What?
Thank you. As are you,
is
Justin.
Is the person still on?
No, I think you hung up on them.
I did not hung
up. This is going very well.
How did I hang up on them?
Well, they're not there anymore.
Could it have possibly been that they hung up, DJ?
Because you didn't get to the phone on time!
Oh, my Lanta.
Call back.
So back to me. Things have actually been really great.
Yeah, and you were in Nude Boy Singing.
I don't know.
I was in Naked Boy Singing, which was at
hang it up so they can...
Let's wait for them to call back.
I don't know if they're calling back. Keep talking.
I was in Naked Boy Singing, which was at the Parliament House, and it ran from the beginning of February through the middle of March, and it was a huge success. No pun intended. And it's actually, it did so well that it's coming back for the Orlando Fringe Festival. We've got 5 shows coming up starting May 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fringe Festival is going to be incredible this year.
It's going to be good. My roommate has a show that he's been directing and choreographing.
Like, you see, dude, it happened
as well.
Again. Like, it's not me.
There's no one on the phone?
No, they hung up.
All right. What's going on with my phone here? Let's see. Okay, gimme. Hello. Hey, Ashley.
There we are.
Ashley, we're going to put you on the air right now, okay? No cursing, you're about to go on the air.
Okay, I won't.
Okay.
Hi, Ashley!
Yo, on the phone right now, on the phone with us right now, we have from Hell's Kitchen on Fox TV and Orlando resident, we have Chef Ashley Nickel. Ashley, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well, better than I deserve. And it was really cool. Your dad hit me up last night and was saying, hey, Restaurant Ash. Is it called just Ash or Restaurant Ash?
It's Restaurant Ash.
Okay, Restaurant Ash is going to be opening up in downtown Orlando off of Mills Avenue. It's the former location of Funky Monkey Wine Company, the one in downtown Orlando, if you're familiar on Mills Avenue. And so I wanted to say, big fan of the show and got to see you at the Downtown Food and Wine Festival, and it was awesome getting to try some of your culinary expertise. How has everything been since the show has aired? You know, we saw you on Chopped, and then this is like a whole different level of reality TV fandom.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was definitely crazy. My Twitter went from 200 to 1,500 followers. It's been crazy. It's been really positive for the most part, you know.
That's really great.
I'm really excited. Yeah.
On the episode, you know, I was wondering where the name Restaurant Ash came from, because on the show, you know, you divulged the fact, hey, you know, my family has restaurants, and someone made a comment and said, well, how come they never named a restaurant after you? And I was kind of going, you know what, they should name it a restaurant after, and that's what you did.
Yeah, well, here you go. Restaurant Ash. There you go.
Yeah. When you were doing the show, on the first episode specifically, where, you know, they were saying, hey, you own a restaurant, and Gordon Ramsay said, hey, you know, your mom and dad have a restaurant, and you were very quick to correct and say, my dad's daddy number one, daddy number two. That was a great moment in television. Here, we're putting a picture of you up right now for the live streamers to watch. That was a great moment for reality TV. I was curious, did they ask your permission on if they could divulge that, or did they kind of just say it? Or from the production side, do they want to divulge that, or they try to see if it's appropriate, or?
Well, I honestly just said it. I didn't really think about that. I wanted to be, you know, I don't hide who I am or who my parents are. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of was natural for it just to come out that way. You know, I wanted to, you know, talk about my dad's as much as I possibly could.
Right. Well, I mean, it's family, and I think family and food, they go hand in hand. You know, when you feed others, there's the mutual love, and you come from a family of restaurateurs that, you know, that open and operate restaurants and do so very well. We were talking earlier in the show about what everyone is good at. You know, I was saying that I think I offer unique experiences when I go down to Key West, Florida. And I was trying to ask my friends, hey, what's the one, you know, obvious thing with you would be food. What do you think is like the one really unique, awesome thing that Ashley does or that Ashley offers that maybe isn't related to food?
I mean, all I really am is food. It's all I think about, all I care about. So a chef, you know, that's what I'm good at. That's what I was born to do. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty much my entire package. I'm a chef. I love food. I love my family. I love friends. I love, you know, I just love life, and you have to feed people, and everyone's always hungry. So, you know, good food. That's what I'm good at.
Hey, Josh had a question.
Hi, Ash. How you doing, babe?
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Good. It's really good to hear from you.
Look at the way she talks to you. She loves you.
I love her, too. Okay. I got two questions for you, babe. One, I want to know... if you're working on, I mean, obviously you can't divulge much if you don't want to, but I want to know if you're working on any special recipes for Restaurant Ash now that you're really excited to debut.
I mean, I'm excited to debut the entire thing. All of our sandwiches, every single bit of them are going to be made, you know, by me and by my kitchen staff. So, I mean, I'm excited about the entire menu. It's a whole brand new concept for us. We've kind of going in a different direction, so I'm excited about, you know, everything about it. I'm excited about all of our soups. I'm excited about all of our amazing salads. I'm excited about all of our sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. When do you guys open up?
We open up officially Monday.
Okay, on Monday. And then, like, if we had to say, how would we characterize Restaurant Ash? Is it, like, is it fusion or gastropub or any specific style or genre?
Casual sandwich and soup shop. It's just fast casual. You're going to sit down, order. It's going to be very quick and comfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to be exciting. I'm so excited.
Let me ask you, when you're coming up with a menu, this is just like, I'm very interested in how people do what they do, kind of what their process is. When you're a chef and you're coming up with a menu, do you think about things you like and then try to reimagine how I can make that dish better or more unique? Or do you start with an ingredient and say, this is what I have, how do I make it into the best version of what I can put on my menu?
You know, I do lots of things. I will go online.
I think that was a good question.
Yeah, I'll do a lot of research. I'll do, you know, what food trends are in style, because, you know, food changes so often.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting, and
Do you have a favorite dish coming up with Restaurant Ash that opens on Monday? Like, one thing, if I come for my first visit and I said, what would you recommend I try for my first time there, my first visit? Anything in particular?
Well, our Reuben is going to be
I like phenomenal. A good Reuben. I like a good Reuben.
Everything about our Reuben is, you know, everything is wonderful. Well, we're going to have a vegan soup of the day. We're going to always have chili, and we are always going to have a seafood soup.
Mm-hmm.
Our kale salad with a poached egg. Our blue ash salad, you know, it has mixed greens, blueberries, mushrooms.
Just expect to see me there a lot, like, because I'm going to try through everything. I've been through the menus before at the other restaurants and can't wait to test that. I think Josh had one more question, yeah?
Yeah, one more. I know that you've worked with your dad a lot, but I want to know what it was like working with him on the show.
Oh, it was a completely different experience working with him on the show because I finally got to tell him what to do, so it was very exciting for me. Yeah, I got to be the one.
I can imagine.
So it was so funny. I was laughing the entire time. You know, it was a wonderful thing to experience that with him. You know, he's been my mentor, you know, my entire life, so to have him by my side during the biggest thing I've ever done was, you know, an amazing experience.
I love your dad. And we mentioned earlier, you know, your dads have always been incredibly supportive of not only this show, but the community and the past. They've donated gift certificates for us to give away as we raised money for the Orlando AIDS Walk. And, you know, we actually did a live show from, you know, the old when Banana's Diner was open. I love your dads. And I think we can all agree that Gordon Ramsay is hot. Ashley, you think Gordon Ramsay is hot? Is he as hot in person as we think he is on TV?
Yes, very good looking person.
And Alex, you would call him daddy?
I would definitely call Gordon Ramsay daddy. I'll let him scream at me in the bedroom. I'll let him call me a pig or something like that.
Oh my god, 4 o'clock radio.
What is that, you donkey?
Yeah.
I love when Gordon Ramsay goes into kitchens on like Hell's or on a Kitchen Nightmare and just go, What is that? He's just asking questions. Yeah. Okay, so we've accepted that everyone finds Gordon Ramsay sexually attracted and would let them. Okay, now you've got dads that are gay. Which one of your dads really just, you know, does one dad in particular kind of, you know, get a little hot and bothered for Gordon Ramsay? Because I gotta know, is Eddie or Nick more likely to swoon over Gordon Ramsay?
Oh man,
they're listening in the other room. I don't know how I should answer this question.
You know what? We could probably find this out by doing a quick search history on the internet.
I have to say, my dad, probably.
You think Eddie?
Yeah.
Eddie and Gordon. So wait.
Sorry, Dad. I love you.
Yeah, very much. Hey, listen, we love you so much and look forward to seeing you again and definitely going to check out Restaurant Ash opening up.
I can't wait to have everyone.
It's on Mills, and you know, we've been meaning to talk to you for a while, and I'm glad that we were able to not only get to speak to you, because you are amazing, beautiful spirit, but also your culinary, you know, the work you've done, the way you've represented yourself and represented Orlando and your family has been stellar, and I think Restaurant Ash is going to be a big success.
I'm so excited.
We can't wait to check it out, and we will do so. So thank you for giving us some of your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We love you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So there you go. Eddie Nicol really likes Gordon Ramsay.
I think they should advertise that somewhere at the restaurant.
I think it's they're an awesome family. I got to do the when Banana's Diner was open, they had the I think it was called the Widowmaker, and it was like a 14-inch long fully loaded hot dog, and so I was on the morning news where I had to like be served the hot dog and like deep throat and stuff the whole thing like.
Well, I'm sure you don't have a problem with that. Go on.
I take pride. Well, I mean, it's not that it was a bad joke. It's just not that he's incorrect either.
No. Always right.
Very nice.
At least you're accepting it now.
Yeah, very nice. Good job. I love you, Josh, by the way.
I love you more.
I can we still be friends even though I'm not trying to sleep with you anymore, though?
Yeah, I would love to be friends with you.
Okay.
I mean, you know that my schedule is a little nomadic, but
I don't really, I'm becoming a little bit bitter of people that have obligations, because I have way more free time than I deserve, and so it's like, if I want to hang out on a Thursday at 2 o'clock, why aren't you free to hang out at Thursday at 2 o'clock? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Because I'm making money so I can pay rent.
Right.
Young
upstarts got to make money, too.
Work smarter, not harder, and have the free time to do the things you want to do.
Yeah, but do you know how much I love my jobs?
But I'm not saying you don't love your
No,
jobs.
So I'm working just fine.
Well, I know you are. That's not an issue.
I'm working smart.
You,
I'd still have time to do what I want. You just got to get on my schedule sometimes.
All right. Well, you know what? I will take it, okay? We'll figure it out.
All right.
So you got some news for me, dude?
I do.
Did you pull any news? Josh has to pee. All right.
Well, I wasn't going to announce it, but okay.
No, today can I have, like, some, like, news reporter news? Or music?
You realize that's something you could have asked for, like, before we go on there. And it kind of ruins the bit. It's surf news from the co-op.
I know it's surf news, from, but it, can it be surf news from the co-op from the AV room?
Oh, something like this? Of course.
Okay. Hey, okay, so here I am. So, in a shocking decision, a high school senior has been banned from his school's annual scholarship ceremony for one simple reason. He's openly gay. Liam Jameson spent his first 2 years as a student at Dowling Catholic High School in West Des Moines, Iowa, feeling isolated and lonely because of his sexual identity. He felt shunned by his peers.
I feel so alone.
I feel so alone, mama.
Hey, look, corn.
Which led to thoughts of suicide. Thankfully, he was able to lift himself out of these thoughts by throwing himself into combating homophobia at his school and by founding and eventually leading his school's first gay-straight alliance.
It's like he had Rock'em Sock'em robots fighting in his soul for acceptance of himself, trying to avoid falling into, like, a glory hole of despair.
And finally, one of the heads on those bastards went all the way up and he formed the gay-straight alliance. Now, as a senior, he's received the Eichner Foundation's Matthew Shepard Scholarship for LGBT youth leaders in recognition of his work at Dowling Catholic. It's a tremendous honor and would normally be celebrated at the school's annual scholarship assembly, but because Jameson is gay, he will not be invited to join his fellow leaders on stage at the ceremony. The news is understandably surprising and disappointing for Jameson, who personally knows the impact inclusion in the assembly would have on the school's LGBT community.
Uh-huh.
I've worked hard to prevent suicides and having the scholarship presented. Oh, wait, hold on a second. I want to do it better. I've worked hard to prevent suicides, and having the scholarship presented allows other students to learn that LGBTQ students are valued in society and not shunned, Jameson writes in a letter to the school. That's why the committee presents the scholarships at senior award program to try to save other young lives who feel isolated and worthless.
Isolated.
Like I once did.
Why do you... Go on. Go ahead.
So now there's like a petition and whatever that's already gotten 3,000 signatures to, you know, help him be a part of that stuff and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. The ceremony's on Thursday, so the school has to change its mind now. So yeah, that's
it. Okay, next news story.
An unsettling animated short created by Jehovah's Witnesses, because we were, you know, and we're keeping it in the jive of Jehovah's Witness today, you're our target, aims to indoctrinate kids with homophobic values and teach them that LGBT people can change and must be enlightened. The two-minute video is part of a series on the organization's website called Become Jehovah's Friend, which targets children and explains the religion's values by applying them in real-life situations.
This story is boring.
You chose it.
I didn't.
Oh. I mean, he didn't. In Lesson 22, One Man, One Woman, a young girl brings a family portrait she drew at home to her mother. As the two are looking it over, the girl mentions that her friend Kathy drew two mommies in her picture because she has two mommies. And then, sighing with disappointment, the mother shares her homophobic and completely inaccurate opinion. Well, people have their own ideas about what is right and what is wrong. But what matters is what Jehovah feels. The mother claims, Jehovah wants us to be the happiest. He invented marriage. Jehovah's standards haven't changed.
Right.
So yeah, that happened.
Thank you for the news. Oh, you got any more?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
You know when you do the news, you don't have to read the whole story. You could sometimes just tell me about it.
Well, that was paraphrasing it. I just wanted to know all of the facts were covered. Just because you didn't particularly like it, doesn't mean you have to diminish it. Celebrity Apprentice.
If it's not entertaining, I kind of don't feel like it's worth being news. Because there's always news out there. Like,
if there's no guns and explosions,
do you want me, so like, accurate like, what's currently going on.
Do you want me to just, like, go on the air and be like, this many gay people were killed in this country today. Isn't that horrible? Or like, we could...
It's entertaining to somebody.
There's news that...
Oh, I mean, man, sometimes I say things that
I shouldn't. And if movies don't have guns and explosions, then DJ's not watching.
I don't like action movies, actually. I find them very boring.
You're not a Michael Bay fan?
That last Transformers movie sucked balls. It was horrible.
I only saw the first one.
Oh, God, it was horrible. Okay, what do you got?
Celebrity Apprentice. Hold on a second.
What?
Celebrity Apprentice.
It's not surprising to hear that Billy Eichner speak poorly of Donald Trump, but the comedian recently revealed that he thinks having Melania as First Lady wouldn't be so sad. "He's a terrible person," shouted out Eichner at a Playbook lunch panel discussion on Friday. End of story. Terrible person. I'm not even a big reality show person, but that was a very well done reality show. And part of that is that he has a great persona.
Right.
But it's all persona, you know? He's like evil P.T. Barnum. He's like a cartoon villain, which is a lot of fun when you're not maybe running the free world. He went on to say that he doesn't believe Trump will ever become president, but admits there would be a good positive aspect of his presidency.
Alrighty. That's good. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Alright, yeah.
Where's Latrice? There you go.
There she is.
Yeah, Latrice Royale laughs at the end of the news. Okay, so the question I posed to you and also to our listeners and everyone else, there was a research done with 2,150 men and women asked about what their thoughts were in regards to what they considered to be cheating. So when it comes to sexually charged text message or dirty pictures of themselves, do you consider sexting to be cheating? Is sexting cheating? They went through and said that 35% of respondents said, quote, yes, sexting is tantamount to cheating, while 10% said, hey, it's just a bit of fun. 62% of those said sending dirty pictures is worse than sending dirty messages. And 8% of respondents said that they had sexted someone other than their partner in the last year. A third of those saying that sexting had resulted in ultimately meeting up and having sex behind their partner's back. So this study came about from this law firm that said more and more clients are seeking divorces after learning about sexting, that sexting is becoming a cause for divorce here in the modern age of cell phones and smartphones and everything else. Mm-hmm. So I've done it. I'm really good at it. I don't know. What about you guys? Is sexting considered to be cheating? What do you think, Josh?
I think...
You were in a relationship recently.
I was.
Yeah.
I think my perspective on cheating is interesting because I think in the end it comes down to what is the intention behind what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
I agree.
And so I think that it's if you are, I mean, God, people are into some various things. And if you're into like doing that type of stuff and you just want like that human connection, but you're not actually like into that thing. I don't know. I think I'm.
Okay.
No, I don't know if I have a set.
When you were in your last relationship,
yeah.
Were you allowed to send text messages saying whatever you want, sexually charged text messages to other guys?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Now, was that because of you saying, I will not do that? Or had your partner said, I don't think that's appropriate, so don't do it because I would not like it if you did it? There's a difference between you doing it and him saying, it would hurt my feelings, therefore don't do it.
He had expressed that he would not be comfortable with that, and so then I respected.
Now, is what's good for the goose good for the gander then? Like, do you expect the same out of him? Well, or would he not ever cross that line because of his standard? Or do you say, hey...
Well, of course I would expect the same.
You can do what you want.
If I'm going to ask you for something, I would expect that you would understand that I'm not going to do that then either. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if you're in a different relationship, what changes? Because it's sounding like he kind of dictated that situation.
I think every single relationship is different, and I think the more I talk to people and the more friends I make and the more I explore, I'm really into like pride at the moment and different type of relationships and whatnot, and I think it really comes down to communication and what everybody is comfortable with. I mean, most recently I've met probably two or three polyamorous I can't say couples because they're more than couples, but it's a
polyamorous couple implies more than one person in a relationship.
Right. Okay. So I've met a few polyamorous couples, and I think in the end, it just comes down to what makes two people happy. And I think regardless of, I almost think this question's pointless because
I got a radio show to host, bro. Sorry. No. It helps when people have definitive opinions and say, this is my opinion and I'm going to express it.
I'm right. Giving you my definitive opinion. My definitive opinion is that I think the question is stupid because classifying something as cheating, my opinion is going to be so different from each. I think each person's opinion is so drastically different and should be drastically different.
That's why I just asked what your thought was. Like, what do you think, Alex?
Honestly, personally, I'm going to have to say that it, like he had mentioned earlier, it is a lot of context, and it's, like, whether I, like, if he's texting, like, something, like, graphic, like, a graphic message in itself, like, text, it depends, like, to how deep he's getting into it, but, like, pictures, honestly...
How deep is he getting into
it? Oh, jeez.
Well, that's exactly it, like, and if there's sort of, like, passion and emotion behind it. Emotion is the big thing for me. If I can sense that there's emotion behind these texts...
I would agree with that,
Then it definitely affects it, but if it's just, like... Because, you know, anybody can be curious to see another person naked. That's just human nature. So, like, if, you know, a picture... Pictures aren't really, like... They're worthless to me, because I like being naked, so I think everyone who's close to me in my life has already seen me naked, so, like, you know, it's...
Raise his hand.
It's not really anything that, like, you know, bothers me in that sense.
I think I agree with you. If I was in a relationship, I love dirty talk. I love being able to, you know, like, paint a story. And I have friends where, even they live in other parts of the country, where, like, we'll send messages like that. We'll brag about our encounters or our conquests. Yeah. We'll share pictures and videos and talk. And it doesn't necessarily, you know, so if I'm in a relationship, I would obviously respect the partner, my partner, whoever I'm with, but it would be odd for me to go to people that I consider legitimate friends, like really close friends, and be like, hey, yo, I can't send you messages like that anymore. It would feel a bit odd, kind of almost like the equivalent of, you don't want to change who you are and treat your friends differently just because you get in a relationship. Like, just because I'm dating someone, does it change who I am as a person?
No.
So pictures and messages is one thing, but you're right. If you think someone is going to somebody else and is messaging them on an emotional level to, like, compensate for something you're not providing or not giving
then
to you.
Then that's where I have the problem.
Yeah, I think the emotional level, but the thing is, this is where I'm totally hypocritical. I would view someone I'm with doing it as a sign of that you're not happy with me.
Yeah.
So I would, it's so bad that I would say, well, let me do it and get away with it because I know I'm doing it for this reason, but if you're not into it, you shouldn't be doing it either.
There was a previous relationship that I was in before my last one, and he had said to me, because him and I were not intimate very much at all anymore, and he had said to me, we had talked about the idea of, like, being in an open relationship, and he had said that he would not be comfortable with me sleeping with other people, but that he would want to sleep with other people.
No, if it's not mutually agreed upon, it's just one person wanting to fool around.
Right,
but that's what I'm saying, is it's very similar to what you just said about you'd be comfortable with you sending naughty texts to people and having that connection, but wouldn't be okay with your partner doing that.
Yeah. Honestly, too, like, I would want to, like, know about it, because I'm also the kind of person, when I'm in a relationship, I'm really open to the idea of, like, threesomes and, like, you know, group play and whatever. So if it's a texting thing, like, if you were to just, like, say, hey, this is happening, I texted this person and I know about it, I mean, if I'm not going to be mad if three of us are in a bed, I'm not going to get mad if, you know, you send a picture of your junk to someone else.
How old are you now, Josh? Are we...
What, 26, I'm almost 27.
26, 27. I'm in, like, you know, I'm 31. And then Alex is 20. It's funny how I think back to my first relationships. I was very, you know, traditional in kind of the idea of, no, we're together, we can't do that. Like, I was very kind of in a tiny little box about what a relationship was, and how as I've gotten older, it's progressed. But here Alex is at 20, and he's already like, yo, I'm open to this idea, I'm open to this idea. And I don't know, is that like a natural progression, or is it just because he's younger and exposed to more?
It's
funny
that you mentioned that, because I just, and I know you're going to read the comments afterwards, but one of the comments that was just posted...
yeah, that's fine. That's when it's context appropriate,
sure,
it works.
It is context. And Chantel, I'm going to talk about your comment. Chantel Roche just posted, if your goal is to get off with someone else because what's at home is not doing it for you, then it would be cheating for me. And Chantel, I'm not calling out on your age at all, but what I'm demonstrating is that people...
You old as hell.
That's not what I was saying. Chantel, you still look like you're 15.
No, Chantel's cool.
Chantel's amazing. But
I met Chantel at the bathhouse.
But what I'm saying is we are now representing different opinions as ages go down, and I just think naturally...
It's a generational thing.
What's happening with the generation now is people are being more open-minded about everything. I'm not just talking about gay marriage. I'm not talking about trans rights. I'm talking about... different kinds of relationships and relationship values.
Do you think that there is, and this is maybe where I'm coming from a traditional point of view, do you think there's anything lost because, you know, Alex is 20 and he's already like, I'd be open for this, but he hasn't really been in any kind of serious relationship yet. I kind of feel like I didn't accept that there could be other things until I tried having like a I don't want to say traditional, but until I'd worked through a few relationships and then started seeing what worked for me. And then, you know, because my thing has always been, I don't think I would want to be in an open relationship. I'm way too insecure, you know, but I'm not against the idea of us doing something together with somebody else. But I don't want that to be the core focus. I've seen some couples that do the whole play thing together, and that kind of they're consumed with it. Like, mm-hmm. they literally are always searching for that third or fourth person. Like, and it becomes, and not a relationship, it just becomes, yo, are you just like a permanent grinder hookup? And I don't like that. So I like the idea of kind of like building a relationship and establishing it on like a firm foundation of trust and loyalty, yeah. and communication, and then saying, yo, opening up the bedroom to this idea.
Well, everything in moderation, you know what I'm saying? If it's a constant thing, then yeah, that's like think of a flaw in a relationship. But if it's an every once in a while thing.
And also just like what you were saying, like sex should not be the focus of a relationship. It is a crucial part.
And you know what, believe it or not, I have actually finally figured that out in my own life. Like, I've actually been able to go on, you know, a few dates and get to know someone. And I actually looked at this person that I had gone on, you know, dates with and said, yo, I really want to. And I know that you really want to. And the old me would have automatically rushed to take you upstairs tonight, because I used to always view that the accomplishment and the sex was the goal, and that it was somehow successful or good if that was the case. And, you know, it took me that long, and you know, that post-cancer morality, for me to finally, you know, kind of realize that, you know, it doesn't have to be any holes a goal, that you can, that it's based on something else, and that's why you want to have, you know, relations with somebody. And you know, that's my own level of personal growth. But I think back to my first relationship, we were together for 2 months before we actually, you know, had sex with each other, because we were both tops. We were both exclusive tops. We were both kind of really nervous about it. We didn't know how it was going to be. And so we outsourced. So for like the first 2 months, we would outsource and like bring a third back in. And that's what kind of prompted us to both, you know, eventually say, hey, listen, we can't have a relationship where the model is you and me, best friends, lovers, do everything together, and yet then look for somebody else to provide this other need. So we finally kind of realized that, hey, that was not a sustainable model of a good relationship. So, you know, we got really wasted one night. We did paper, rock, scissors to see, you know, who would go first, and, you know, and then we both gave it to each other type of thing.
Yeah.
And you know, I will still say that was probably my most successful, you know, isn't it weird how like do you ever think your first relationship was ever your most successful? Successful? Because I'm still in that boat.
No.
I'm still in that boat. My first relationship was still my most successful.
No, not at all.
And I wonder sometimes if I try to recreate relationships in a similar way instead of, you know, or if I only try to date certain people that could maybe fill that. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's holding on or just maybe working with what I know works. Well, so maybe I'm scared to try new things.
If you view your first relationship as the best one you've ever had, you're not allowing yourself a chance to be open to
new experiences.
Okay, maybe not. Okay, it's the most successful relationship that I've had out of all of my relationships. How about that? Is that a better way of saying it?
That's a better way to say it.
Okay, yes. I agree.
Yeah.
But what?
Oh, nothing. I wasn't even...
DJ Leo. Let's put the camera on DJ Leo. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see. We talk about her a lot in the show.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wrestle with that. I think about that question. I wonder what's next for good old DJ Justice. What kind of person do you think I'm going to end up with, Alex, realistically?
Realistically, honestly, like, I feel like not, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not next month.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow.
But one day, Ken Hare's looking at you. Okay. You're going to meet someone, because honestly, and I'm being totally honest with you.
That's why we're friends.
Most of the people that you, like, sleep with are, like, so vapid, like, it just blows my mind. So, one day, you're going to meet someone.
Leah loved that.
If anyone's listening, he's not talking about you.
Of course he's talking about
you. You're going to meet someone.
There's like 20 people like listening right now that are slightly offended. Like,
knocks your socks off, like, intellectually, knocks your socks off, like, and physically. And when you meet that person, that's when you're going to know it's real.
Yeah. I need to be... I don't know.
You need someone who's also gonna bring something else to the table instead of you being like
very much so.
You being this sort of like educator mm-hmm. type, because you are an educator.
I am intelligence.
I think.
What do you think, Josh?
Well, I'm trying to think where I was going with this. I think
I actually don't think you know me well enough.
I think you're intimidating as.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
I think.
In what way am I intimidating?
I think,
look at all this. I mean, obviously the sexual prowess is just
Justin,
like,
yeah. I do not mean.
Take it in.
I don't mean intimidating that way. I mean intimidating like just your personality, and you're so extroverted, and you're so loud, and you're so, like, I just think it's gonna take a special person to be able to handle what you provide.
Someone weighing in
your personality.
I don't disagree with that, but I think it also is, you know, there's a big difference between personality on radio versus, you know, chilling and just being myself, you know. And I need to be relaxed enough with someone to be vulnerable and show that side of me. And I'm more willing to do that now. I have been.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is the last time you and I went out was probably a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So I maybe you have changed in a couple of years, but the last time you and I probably did go out outside of the radio show, it was not, you were still. Yeah,
sure. Was it pre or post cancer?
During, probably.
During?
I think.
Yeah, I got that post-cancer morale. Alex, who is it?
It's John's friend, Patty. Do you remember she showed up to your birthday?
Okay, put her on.
Hey, Patty. All right,
Patty, I'm going to put you on the air. No cursing, okay? Yeah.
Hey, DJ Leah, you just take us. DJ Leah, when you need to take it, just take it, because we're going to keep talking for a bit here, okay?
Take it, Leah,
just
take
give,
it.
Give Alex a thumbs up whenever you take
Mind
the microphone.
Chanting,
yo, if you're listening to us on the radio and you hear us cut off, it's because DJ Leah's coming on with her show. You can hear the rest of this on a live stream or the uncensored podcast on gayradioshow.com.
You FMMFers.
All right, so Patty, what's going on, baby?
I met you at your birthday bash.
It's my birthday.
And after going into a few of the gay bars, I thought, you guys are so flipping much fun. I'm never going to another straight bar again. I came home. My husband gives me the freedom to do what I want. You guys were speaking about relationships and different kind of what works for y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So are you a straight? Are you in a relationship? Are you with a woman, with a man? What's how do we quantify here?
Been married, going on 25 years together, 27. Exclusive, never, ever, ever cheated. He's never cheated. That's why he still lives and breathes. If you think the other guy got a hold of the dog, I'd get a hold of a man.
Okay.
But that being said, you know, we are watching you, loving you, and I adore you because, like I said, I met you, I met Alex, and I met many other people, and it was just a different world, and it was a world I thought, this is awesome.
It's awesome.
And I love yours because your show is very educational.
Oh.
A lot of knowledge.
Educational.
Sesame Street, bitch.
And you rock when you sing. I have to.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, gosh, please don't make me sing
more. I would never have known about this occupation if it wasn't for my best friend, John.
No, John's awesome. John's a good... John's my survivor buddy. He's in a survivor betting pool with my dad and I. And John has been a good friend. You know, when I first met him, I didn't really know how to take him because I was like, who are you? What are you all about? And then just kind of realized he's just a nice guy who loves Robin and likes reality TV. And he let me borrow his Robin costume. And then when I was going through cancer, you know, going through chemo, he, you know, always had meals, was cooking. He's a great cook. He was cooking stuff for me, giving me, you know, Tupperware fill. Here's some jelly. Here's some ginger. This will help with your nausea. So we definitely love him. I call him our number one fan because he's always, you know, always flagging, always supporting, always posting. So we're a big fan of the John.
He is my we live across the street. I'm looking at him now. He is my unpredictable friend.
You talking about me over there?
Allowed me to be who I was, the crazy nut back when, before I got married, and then
you settle in.
I've got 5 kids, 11 grand, they're all gone. Now they're gone. Now I get to live again.
Mm-hmm.
Now I love my kids. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't change it, but I get to come live.
Very nice.
So
good job.
Show up and have fun, and that's how I met you.
Hey, baby. And I, you know what? We're glad that we met you too. And I thank you. I thank you for calling. And we got to wrap things up here and get going with the rest of the day. So thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Bye, Patty.
Bye. So as our outro music starts to play. Thanks for coming around. Hey, guys, Joshua, thank you for coming in, sir.
Thank you.
And promote your show one more time.
All right, so we got Naked Boys Singing coming up. It opens again Saturday,
May 21st. Is it the same Naked Boys, or is it different Naked Boys than we would have seen at the Parliament House?
We had 7. We're down to 6 right now. We lost one due to, like, housing issues, and he doesn't live here, which is okay. But so there's going to be the 6.
We lost one singer from Nude Boys Singing after a critical Prince Albert accident. And
no,
he just,
no, we still have that
it's
one.
It's no longer visible. That's a big one. I've seen that one before.
Yeah. And then also...
He's fucking
guys,
huge!
Also, if you guys have a few dollars to spare, I'm running the Orlando Amazing Race, which benefits the LGBT Center of Orlando. We have to raise $1,500. I'm running with my pal Jameson.
That sounds amazing. I want to race in that.
I think the men have some slots available. But please, if you can, find me on Facebook, donate.
How do we find out about that? Because I want to do that. Alex, let's do that.
Yeah.
Go,
right, the amazing,
go to the center's Facebook page, or Orlando Amazing Race. I'll send you the link.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alex, what do you got going on this week?
Nothing. I'm being really low-key. My birthday is Friday the 13th.
It's his birthday.
It's my birthday, 21. So and buy me a shot when you see me out after the 13th.
And listen, as your friend, you know, like, I want to make a big deal out of your birthday because it should be made a big deal out of. But I'm going to space it out. Like, part of the Key West is going to be your birthday. When we get a chance to do something, you know, so when you're not caught
it's
up
gonna
in
be a
it,
series, like
when you're not like when you're not caught up in like the week of your birthday, that's then when I do
you're
birthdays.
Gonna come
yeah.
in and
I don't want to be just another birthday drink. I want to be like something special. Okay, is that okay with you?
You can be my
okay.
special.
I just don't want you to think that I'm forgetting your birthday. Like, DJ's a son of a bitch, didn't remember my fucking birthday. Anyway, that's it for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional but still a family. So until next time, always swing first. First, fight good fights and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough.
407-649-2915. Plan your DJ's super gay Key West excursion today.
I'm Justice and I love you.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in this.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 And fabulous.
We here at Outlet Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Gorgeous.
This is fabulous. I absolutely love it.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was wonderful. The gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jizz.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I want it to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No, because
we're matching
you,
the funds at
no.
Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
you
Hour,
why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
cannot,
such a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
You know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pigs. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess, warrior, princess, Xena style.
It's,
It's all food.
Outlet Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No.
I'm not saying that.
I'm, like, lobbing up beach balls for you to, like, come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha-ha.
I've been dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
out. Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.